This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A man who dies eight times and a transgender rocker are leading contenders for Tony Awards next month. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder received 10 Tony Award nominations this morning, and Hedwig and the Angry Inch got 8, including one for its star Neil Patrick Harris. The nominating committee snubbed other TV and film transplants to Broadway, though, including Denzel Washington, Michelle Williams, and James Franco. Here with an analysis are our theater critic friends Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post and Adam Feldman of Time Out New York. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
10 nominations for A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, including Best Musical, Best Actors for Jefferson Mays and Bryce Pinkham, Best Direction of a Musical for Darko Trezniak. That makes a very happy Adam and a very unhappy Elizabeth. Right, Elizabeth?
I did not care for that musical at all. It is one of the most overrated musicals of the season. I found it so grating, trying so hard to be cutesy. I couldn't stand it.
Adam? I think it's correctly rated. I think it's an adorable musical and smart and entertaining and diverse. And I'm not surprised at all that it got all these nominations. I think very few people are surprised that this particular show was as recognized as it was.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch got 8, including one for Best Musical as well for its star Neil Patrick Harris and Best Director for Michael Mayer. Hedwig was first a 1998 musical, then a movie. This new version has been updated with some of the movie The Hurt Locker. Elizabeth, why has it done so well?
It's doing so well because people love Neil Patrick Harris. I am not convinced he's the best for the part. I think he's a little too milquetoast for the part.
Well, it's worth saying that Elizabeth is very much in the minority in this particular position. Hedwig, in addition to Neil Patrick Harris's star power, Hedwig happens to be a terrific show, really engaging with wonderful songs and an interesting character at the center of it. I think it's really connecting with audiences for that reason.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I'm very happy he was nominated for a revival of a musical. I had a good time. I'm not sure he was the right person for the part.
Let's move to the ones that got 7 nominations. The Glass Menagerie, Twelfth Night, After Midnight, and Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Any surprises there, Elizabeth?
Not really. I think those are all both popular and fairly liked. I mean, The Glass Menagerie got some of the most glowing reviews. I also did not care for it. And once again, I was in a minority. I found it really overwrought, another one that's trying way too hard with unconvincing performances.
I'm happy for Cherry Jones. I think she was wonderful in the show. And it's going to be interesting this year to see the head-to-head competitions. There are two really competitive categories this year in the acting, the main acting categories. You've got Cherry Jones in The Glass Menagerie versus Audra McDonald for the Billie Holiday show, Lady Day. And, you know, Audra has won 5 times before. This would be her 6th. Cherry has won twice. It'll be very interesting there. In Best Actress in a Musical, you've got Kelly O'Hara from Bridges of Madison County versus Jesse Mueller from Beautiful, who plays Carole King in Beautiful. Both terrific performances. Those are going to be very interesting fights to watch. But I think that Beautiful should not have been nominated for Best Musical.
I agree with that.
Why not?
Because it is not a good musical. It is not a good show. It had a very good performance by Jesse Mueller, who's rightfully nominated, but the show itself is a really middle-of-the-road, mediocre show.
It's disappointing that it was chosen over Bridges of Madison County and Rocky, or even If Then, which are trying new things and pushing the envelope for Broadway and also have good things to recommend them. And I think it's the wrong choice.
Well, for me this year, it's the year where Broadway is really emulating Hollywood in terms of really going for what I call bio-acting. You know, in Hollywood, they have biopics,
right,
and they always score a lot of awards because playing someone, imitating someone famous or not famous, gets you awards. And we're having the exact same thing happening this year on Broadway, where a lot of the nominations are mimicry. We have Audra McDonald doing Billie Holiday. We have maybe Bridget Davis doing Janis Joplin. We have Jesse Mueller doing Carole King. We have Bryan Cranston doing LBJ. It's really overwhelming this year.
Let's talk about the snubs. Daniel Radcliffe, Denzel Washington, James Franco, Michelle Williams.
Well, Denzel was in one of the most competitive categories.
A Raisin in the Sun.
Lead actor in a play this year was crazy. There were so many great performances in that category that it was just not possible to have them all. You would have had to have 10 nominees the way they do for the best movie.
But yeah, I think snub might be slightly the wrong term. Just because, you know, there are 5 slots for these. There were 20 or 25 eligible performances, of which many of them were really of quite high quality this year. But there just isn't room for all those. For me, the snubs this year were not in the acting categories, but in the show categories. They could have nominated 5 shows for Best Revival. They could have nominated best five shows for Best Musical. They ended up nominating four in each.
Adam, your prediction for Best Musical and Best Play?
Best Musical, I think, will be Gentleman's Guide. Best Play, gosh, it's such a weak field. And here's the thing. They nominated five in that category. It's the only one they nominated five in. And the one they didn't nominate is Will Eno's The Realistic Joneses, which is the best play that opened on – best new play that opened
on Broadway. I completely agree with that. It's insane. Actually, I wasn't even that crazy about Realistic Joneses, but it's ambitious. It's complex. It's trying something. I'm not sure it succeeds, but it was trying something. And to see that Drek – like Act One and Mothers and Sons was nominated, it just like really makes me choke.
My guess is, and I probably will end up voting for Casa Valentina.
How about you, Elizabeth?
Probably.
And don't sugarcoat it. Tell me.
No,
how you really
I think the Casa Valentina is very uneven, but the first act is pretty much almost perfect.
And for Best Musical?
My prediction would be Gentleman's Guide as well. I think it's going to win.
Theater critics Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post and Adam Feldman of Time Out New York joining us to talk about the Tony Award nominations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.